Holland Hall comes into play here.
Mm-hmm.
Holland Hall was named in honor of its first headmistress, Winifred Sherman, who was of Dutch descent. So that's why we call it Holland Hall. It opened in 1922, moved into a new building downtown at 1850 Boulder. The financing was arranged by businessmen including Waite Phillips and Bill Skelly. The school outgrew the facility by 1932 when it moved to a new location. That's all Wikipedia says. So I was wondering if this is the new location. Did Holland Hall actually use this as a school?
Yes, they did. But I looked it up too because I had some of the information. Like the picture that I have in the dining room of Mr. and Mrs. Bowl with Mr. and Mrs. Morgan. The Morgan's grandson had told us some of the history that he knew. And I had written down that Mr. Bowl and Mr. Phillips and Mr. Skelly and several other prominent oil men purchased a location near downtown as a private school for their daughters, known as Holland Hall. That was on, you said Boulder?
1850 Boulder, it said.
There's another location downtown. They were in the Spotlight Theater for a short period of time, if you can imagine.
Holland Hall?
Their school, just the school. And it was not a boarding school until it moved here. That was in 1938. After 1938, Holland Hall purchased the home from the Bowles. And they used our home as the dormitory where the school was being built over on Birmingham in 8 acres now.
Yes.
Remember when Holland Hall was there? I do. My stepdaughter, our daughter, Becky, went to Holland Hall when it was there for a year or two and then went back to Edison. But that was where the school was, and they boarded here, and it was an all-girls school at that time. It was only 17 women who lived in the house.
We have photographs of all this stuff.
Yeah, we've got photographs that different people, since we've lived here, that have had some connection or have lived here in the past, have passed down photographs to us. So that
so
gives us a little
a lot of people think that Holland Hall operated as a school in this house, and they did not.
No.
It was a boarding school. They boarded here, and then they went to school at Birmingham.
Exactly.
All right.
But this was the only place that Holland Hall ever had boarding. Once they left this house, which was in 1950, it was sent back over to being a private home. And Holland Hall sold it before then, I think, because as I read in Google, it was a little bit too much money for them to have to handle. And I know from hearing that at one point they tried to give it to the Baptist Church here in Tulsa as the rectory for their minister. But the church turned it down. They thought it was a little too
ostentatious.
Yes, exactly. That was the word.
Was it First Baptist?
Uh-huh, and it was Hulgren.
Warren Hulgren.
Yes, would have been the man who would have been living here. And my sister's husband's father, H.L. Rayburn, was on the board to try and get the house for the Baptist church, because that's where he went to church. And he couldn't get the board to agree with him to let this be the rectory for the First Baptist Church.
I can understand that.
Well, it seems like if nothing else, they might have accepted it and then sold it later and made some money off of it or something, but it just went back to being a private residence in 1950.
And then Holland Hall moved out to where they are today then, is that true?
I'm not sure what year they did that, okay. But I know they were still on Birmingham Place. Becky was born in 65. I'm going back in my head trying to figure out. She was there in junior high, so 70s.